and Brownie.
It's a podcast bonus.
If you've got a problem.
I've got a problem, Chrissy.
She's here to talk it out.
I think I need a counsellor.
It's Counsellor Chris in Melbourne.
Yes, get on it, Melbourne. If you've got a problem, yo, we'll solve it.
Yes.
Breakfast at nova100.com.au. Carla has reached out. Chrissy, I need your help. I've recently stopped drinking. Well done, Carla. Oh,
do you need me for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just turn Carla down for a second. Thank you. And trying to date while sober is proving impossible. I need to invent a sober dating app. But prior to doing that, I think we need to organise a sober singles dating night. I love this. We could hold it at Brunswick Aces, Melbourne's first non-alcoholic bar. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's very exciting. What do you think? More and more people are quitting or cutting back on booze, but I feel like it's still socially taboo. I would love your help. Well, Carla, we love this idea. How many...
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you going off the booze in lockdown, yes. I've got to ask you?
Good, actually. I just ticked over 3 weeks yesterday.
Well done. Well done. Is this part of Dry July?
Well, I made a decision prior to that to quit, and I guess Dry July has helped kickstart it, if you will.
Have you noticed any changes in your sort of mood in lockdown with and then without the booze?
Oh, 100%. I'm so much happier.
Mm.
It's amazing what it does to your mental health.
Yes, it is true because it stuffs with your sleep and your anxiety.
It does.
Mm.
Carla, are you having problems? So to get to the crux of the problem,
yeah.
Obviously dating without alcohol,
yes.
There's that feeling that you need some Dutch courage.
No. It's not that I want it. It's just that, I didn't realise how prevalent it was. I don't know if you got the screenshots that I sent through to you, but basically every second profile that I found on dating apps was to do with booze and getting drunk as if, you know, you need it to go on a date.
Yeah, but I think also people do stuff on their profiles that aren't necessarily, the truth of their lives.
This is true.
You know, they might be posting that because it is so socially acceptable and they think that makes them fit in when they don't. I have heard
the funnest version of themselves
exactly. Yeah, and I've heard this a lot from singles. I've heard this a lot.
What are you contributing over there?
Not much. Hey, not much. Michael, you know, I'm pro.
God's sake.
I am pro. You know, I wish Carla all the best, but I am pro drinking and am universally regarded as much better company on the drink.
Oh, we know that.
Oh, look, I'm sure we all are.
Most of us
are. You know.
So what is your problem? You're thinking that you can't go out with someone.
Are you boring, Carla?
that you can't go out with someone that's a drinker?
No, in fact, I probably would want to go out with someone who drinks. But
yeah, they're so much fun, right?
Yeah. Not to the extent that I drink, because I'm just finding the older I get, the harder it is to control. So, you know, it's a conscious decision on my part to stop just because I'm a bit of an idiot.
No, I'm no good at it.
I'll admit it.
I hear you, Carla. I'm not good at it either.
Carla, is it the feeling of, because there's a lot of non-alcoholic beverages now, so sometimes you would.
I've sampled many in the last 3 weeks.
Sure, yeah, but did that make you feel comfortable though? If you're on a date, make you feel more comfortable if you've got a non-alcoholic beverage, but it feels like it's alcohol, or is it the feeling you're chasing of being sort of a little bit tipsy?
No. I think my whole point is it's hard to find someone who wants to date a non-drinker.
Is it really that important?
Yeah, because you're boring.
Oh, shut up. I'm in a bunch of non-drinking Facebook groups, and the majority of them seem to be women. And is it just that all men drink?
Do you know what? I think you need to, like, not define yourself by whether or not you drink.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's like, are you in, you know, are all vegetarians only talking to vegetarians? Are people that like black coffee only talking to people that black coffee. It's really no big deal you don't drink. It really isn't. And that's what I've learned. I'm nearly 6 months in. Nobody even notices.
Hey, from a man, from a man's perspective, Carla, if we were going out on a date, I don't think Sam would agree. Dan would agree.
No,
I would have no problems if you didn't have a drink.
No.
Plus, you'd be able to give me a lift home.
And also, you don't even. And also, you don't have to disclose. It's not this deep, dark secret that you need to tell everybody that you don't drink. Yeah. It's actually no big deal.
No, I don't think so.
People are so fascinated with it at the moment, but it's really not. It's not a big, dark, mysterious secret.
Yeah. Well, there was one girl who posted on a Facebook group that she was talking to a guy on Hinge, and he said, you know, I'd like to take you to a bar, whatever, and she said, I don't drink, and he was really turned off by it.
Well, he's a dickhead.
And he said, so you mean you can't even go out to a restaurant? She's like, no, I'm not saying that. And he basically said to her, well, you're not what I'm looking for in a partner.
Yeah, well, he mightn't have been a catch that he made out.
He might have been a bit rough looking.
He might be currently asleep on a bench with a paper bag.
Or running this station. Carla, what about, I was interested in what you said about, you know, how you'd sampled lots of the non-alcoholic drinks that are out there. You'd sampled a lot. Do you have a problem? Are you drinking too many non-alcoholic drinks? Is it?
No.
No?
No, I just I bought a few.
She's working her way through the mocktail.
They do actually make you feel rubbish because they're full of sugar.
The other thing is, Carla, you don't have to avoid bars or anything. I love going out with my friends to bars.
Yes.
I don't avoid pubs. I like it. I like it because everyone's having a great time in their own way. And if that means that someone's sitting on a beer or someone, you know, like you and me are having a tonic and lime, it doesn't make any difference. So what that person that said, oh, I don't go to bars, that's a bit of a stick in the mud too, because there's no reason you can't go to a bar where everybody else is drinking.
True.
You know, vegetarians don't avoid restaurants with meat on the menu. They just order the vegetarian option.
Yeah. That's a good point. This is true.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll take your calls on this as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you finding it difficult or is it a turn off?
Right on.
If you find out that the person that you're interested in does not have a beverage.
Do you want to see what this looks like? Well, get the visuals on Instagram. Follow Chrissy, Sam and Brownie.
Dee from Dingley. Hey, Dee.
Hey, Chrissy, Brownie and Sam. How are we doing today?
Hey, Dee. Well done, Dee.
What's your take on this, Dee?
So I'm on the dating apps too many of them, if anything. And I've actually had the opposite problem. I've had the people that, for whatever reason, I'm matching with them, maybe because they're too fit or too whatever. When we mention that we drink, it's not for them. So I'm listening to this call going, I want to find whoever she's talking to, because all the guys that I'm talking to don't want girls who drink. So I think it's a numbers game more than anything else.
Wow.
Swanee, can I propose something that I'm sure many are thinking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or questioning. Is there dating apps just for non-drinkers?
No.
Is there a dating app?
No, that's what Carla was saying. Maybe she should come up with that.
If you're going on a dating app.
There are some apps that you can say your level of drinking and it appears on your profile.
Yeah.
So that kind of eliminates that awkward conversation. You can say never socially or regularly.
But does it really matter? I mean, nobody wants to go out with an alcoholic, but apart from that, does it really matter? I'm just asking, does it really matter how much your partner drinks or doesn't drink?
Yeah, it depends what level, as you say, Swanee.
Yeah, obviously, if it's a huge problem, like we're not talking Robert Downey Jr. level, but
depends if it
does
changes
it matter?
Your personality.
I don't want to get
personality much.
If I was on one of these, what are they?
Apps.
Apps.
Yeah, you know, like if I was on Binge, I wouldn't want to.
It's Hinge.
If I was on Hinge,
service.
If I was on Hinge, I wouldn't want to go out on a date with someone who resembles Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas.
No, that's not what you want.
You want a level of control.
But also, he would lie. He would lie about his profile anyway, so you don't know until it's too late.
Please, I respect that character.
Josie from Belgrave. Josie.
You want an Oscar for that?
Oh, good morning.
What's your take on this?
Well, I feel sorry for the girl because I think you've just got to be yourself. If someone really likes you, they'll like you whether you're a non-drinker or not.
Mm.
And you don't have to feel socially accepted or not. I actually was in a relationship with someone and I'd go around there and he'd be drinking and falling asleep on the couch.
Oh, boy.
Whereas...
I do that all the time.
I'm I'm in a relationship now and it's so refreshing. We're both not big drinkers. Well, he doesn't drink at all. And you can have a better time.
Yeah, I agree, Josie. Carla, does that help you at all?
It does, thank you.
But I do love the idea of organising a singles night. I really
what do.
What
do you mean? With non-drinkers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a cracker.
We did a speed dating in Nova Brisbane. We did a speed dating night at the pub and it went off.
Off!
Heaps
off. O-R-F.
Heaps of people turned up. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I went speed dating once and I don't remember a thing.
Yeah, I know. What? I think that's a good outcome.
Is that because you drank too much?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Yeah, the problem is Carla.
Carla,
she can't drink. She's boring. This is unbelievable.
I'm going to talk to the powers that be about this singles this singles night. Would you guys come?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very
quickly. I might get involved myself.
No, Carla, you'll be all right, Carla.
Yeah. I'll try.
Carla, for being vulnerable. Not 6 bottles of wine.
That's not 6 bottles of wine. Absolutely not six bottles of wine.
Carla, if you went to a singles night organised by Nova and you're going through with the speed dating thing and then you get to the last chair and you look up and there's Brownie, would you be at all concerned?
No, he'd probably just ask for a lift home.
Yes, very true. We'll organise a prize for you, Carla. Thank you.
$200 cash for you, friend. The show will be back tomorrow. Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Oh, unless it's a weekend. Nova 100.